Let's start with a summary for those in a hurry. Jesus read, studied, and frequently quoted from the Old Testament, indicating an intimate knowledge of and devotion to these ancient scriptures. His teachings at times aligned with the Old Testament laws and pluralistic interpretations, yet his spiritual message often transcended the literal text, pointing towards love, mercy, and the kingdom of God. Jesus fulfilled the messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, shaping his mission and consolidating his divine authority, thereby impacting the evolution of Christian beliefs and religious practices. His understanding and interpretation of the Old Testament not only distanced him from the Pharisees, but also significantly influenced contemporary Christianity, stressing the importance of personal relationship with God over merely adhering to religious rituals. How did Jesus interpret the Old Testament? Jesus approached the Old Testament with a conviction that it anticipated his own arrival into the world. In that sense, he viewed it not simply as a chronicle of yore, but as a testament speaking of him personally. The connection that he drew between Old Testament teachings and his own life and ministry was not an assertion of coincidence, but a fulfillment of prophecy. This explains his frequent citations from the Old Testament across various occasions and contexts. Even the stories from the Old Testament, which he regarded as factual, were often referred to by him to illustrate or defend his actions. This, indeed, lends us a glimpse into the intimate relationship that Jesus shared with the Old Testament. Furthermore, Jesus interpreted the Old Testament not merely as a document of religion, but as a beacon of moral guidance and spiritual enlightenment. His recognition of the divine authority of the Old Testament was clear in his commitment to its law and prophets, reflected in his citation of passages from 14 separate books. His teachings, which are viewed as extensions of the Old Testament, reinforce his belief in the scripture's powerful influence over aspects of human conduct and morality. It is thus undeniable that Jesus' understanding of and reverence for the Old Testament significantly shaped his teachings. This is demonstrated not just in his verbal references and actions, but also in his approach to the scripture as a compelling source of divine wisdom and moral instruction. What is the Catholic Church's stance on Jesus' interpretation of the Old Testament? In the heart of the Catholic Church, there exists a profound veneration of Jesus Christ's interpretation of the Old Testament, highlighting its divine relevance. The Church maintains Jesus' conviction that the Old Testament is not merely an ancient testament disconnected from the New. Instead, it reverberates with the authoritative teachings of the true God, a vivid testament to God's promises and humanity's covenant with Him. Central to the Church's doctrine is a recognition of the Old Testament as part of Christianity's Holy Scripture. This perspective aligns with Jesus' view and urges present-day Christians to imbue their faith walk with a similar understanding. This understanding includes seeing the Old Testament as an invaluable guide to life's complexities, an echo of divine wisdom, and a precursor to Christ's messianic fulfillment. We also find in Catholic teachings a commitment to view the New Testament's role as interpreting the Old Testament as scripture leading to Christ. This view is consistent with Jesus' emphasis on his life and ministry being the fulfillment of Old Testament's teachings, prophecies, and promises. Therefore, the Church promotes a thorough examination of the Old Testament among its Christians. We see in this approach an effort to better comprehend the broad spectrum of God's ultimate plan, which finds its completion in Jesus of Nazareth, encapsulating the entirety of God's revelation. Thus, as followers of Christ, should we not strive to grasp the deep insights of the Old Testament as Jesus did? As we truly familiarize ourselves with these divine scriptures, do we not grow closer to our Savior, allowing His Word to guide, comfort, and correct us? In the act of studying the Old Testament, we find ourselves walking the spiritual path Jesus Himself trod, understood, and esteemed. Now, isn't that an open invitation to not just intellectual enrichment, but to a deepening of our soul's connection with God? Did Jesus believe in the literal interpretation of the Old Testament? The question of whether Jesus believed in the literal interpretation of the Old Testament is a significant one. Nonetheless, scriptural evidence seems to suggest that he did indeed lean towards literalism. Thanks to the Gospels, we can observe that Jesus often amply referenced Old Testament personages and narratives as though they represented historical realities. Bearing in mind that these include diverse figures, such as Adam, Noah, and Abraham, we see an apparent affirmation of their existence, fundamentally indicating a belief in the objective veracity of the Old Testament's narratives. Moreover, Jesus' handling of Old Testament teachings reveals a deep and unswerving faith in its precepts. His teachings reflect clear and consistent references to Old Testament doctrines, thereby implying his trust in the literal understanding of these doctrines. In particular, Jesus affirmed that the scriptures could be trusted to settle doctrinal issues conclusively. This faith further underscored his conviction in the Old Testament's teachings as fully authoritative, teachings that he designated divine and considered as an articulation of the voice of God. Perhaps most crucially, Jesus viewed the Old Testament as anticipatory of his life and ministry, a prediction of his incarnation. His life and work were, in his own belief, the fulfillment of Old Testament teachings. This forward-looking perspective not only demonstrates that Jesus believed in the accuracy of Old Testament prophecies, but also that he saw himself as the literal fulfillment of such prophetic predictions. Finally, we must understand that Jesus' approach to the Old Testament was nuanced. While on the one hand, his belief ascribed credibility to the literal content of Old Testament, his interpretative practice also included allegorical and typological applications of the text. A subjectivity, if you will, which Wineskin accommodates the mystery of spiritual realities beyond the grasp of human literature. Did Jesus consider the Old Testament as the Word of God? Jesus' demeanor, compassionate but firm, embodied a sovereign belief in the authority of the Old Testament. He approached its teachings not merely as historical narratives or a series of ethical lessons, but as the authoritative Word of God himself. We see this conviction through his repeated referral to the Old Testament, invoking its teachings to guide his discourse and to establish his divine mission. Moreover, it was not just the teachings from a few select books that Jesus embraced. From the cradle to the cross, Jesus demonstrated his faith in the divine inspiration of the entire Old Testament corpus. His quotations encompassed verses from an impressive span of 14 different books. His profound respect for the Old Testament is an explicit testament to his belief in its status as the Word of God. Some may pose the question, is this not a considerable example for us today? Indeed, as followers of Christ, should we not entertain the same veneration for the Old Testament as Jesus did? That these scriptures are not merely tales of old, but the inherent inspired words of our loving God, meant to guide our path through the journey of faith. In essence, the words and actions of Christ himself proclaim the Old Testament as the Word of God. It is our prerogative, therefore, to embrace and study these sacred scriptures, for therein lies the wisdom to navigate the corners of faith in humanity. How did Jesus use the Old Testament to explain his mission? In our journey to understanding how Jesus Christ employed the scriptures of the Old Testament to elucidate his mission, we should start by pondering his words to his disciples after resurrection. According to the scriptures, he opened their minds so they could understand the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, which indicated that they all were about him. In essence, Jesus situated himself as the embodiment of God's revelations and promises as conveyed in the Old Testament. Consider the occasion when Jesus, finding himself in the synagogue on a Sabbath day, adopted the book of Isaiah and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Afterward, Jesus affirmed that this scripture had been fulfilled in their hearing, thereby laying claim to his divinely appointed mission as foretold in the Old Testament. Yet this was not an isolated instance of Jesus using the Old Testament to explain his mission. We recall him citing the story of Moses and the serpent in the wilderness to signify his forthcoming crucifixion, or his allusions to the prophet Jonah to predict his death and resurrection. We also remember his reference to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who was a priest of the Most High God, signifying his unique role as both our high priest and king. It would thus be true, and indeed necessary, to acknowledge that Jesus viewed the Old Testament as instrumentally valuable for communicating his divine mission to humanity. He took on the weight of scriptural prophecies and illustrations, situating his own life as the narrative point where they find their ultimate fulfillment. It can thus never be understated how Jesus' usage of the Old Testament to explain his mission significantly contributes to our understanding of him, his purpose, and his mission. What was Jesus' view on the prophecies in the Old Testament? Jesus held an unswerving belief in the prophetic messages contained within the Old Testament. He saw these prophecies as consequential narratives woven by the divine God himself, and thereby requiring unwavering acknowledgement and reverence. Not only did he adhere profoundly to these prophecies, but he also perceived himself as a direct fulfillment of their promulgations, marking himself as the centerpiece of the prophecy narratives. Additionally, he leveraged these significant prophetic scriptures to make sense of the events surrounding his existence and offered the fulfillment of these prophecies as indisputable evidence of his divine sonship. His understanding of Old Testament prophecies was steeped in specificity. He frequently referred to John the Baptist as the voice in the wilderness that Isaiah prophesied about, and affirmed Elijah's future presence, consistent with Malachi's prophetic writings. Moreover, he foresaw and spoke about the imminent devastation of Jerusalem, a prophetic event articulated clearly in Old Testament scriptures. Whether it was the vivid prophecy of Isaiah, Daniel, or Hosea, Jesus confirmed the authority of these messages and their undeniable divinity. He viewed the Old Testament prophetic scriptures not merely as historical or metaphorical texts, but as the divine and authoritative proclamations of the true God. How did Jesus' teachings align with the Old Testament? In recounting the narratives of the Old Testament, Jesus discerned and unraveled their commands, prophetic utterances, and the promises thereof. To this extent, it's evident from scriptures that Jesus saw himself as the culmination of these Old Testament teachings. Thus, by interpreting and living out the laws and the prophets, Jesus demonstrated his relationship with the Old Testament as one of alignment and fulfillment. He expounded the moral, ethical, and spiritual principles inherent in the Old Testament, both in his sermons and his actions, abiding by their wisdom and urging his followers towards a similar path of righteousness. These virtuous tenets of humility, love, forgiveness, and duty towards the needy echo through Jesus' teachings, embodying the essence of Old Testament principles. However, Jesus' alignment with the Old Testament did not imply a literalistic adoption of Old Testament laws. For certain religious leaders of his time held a stringent interpretation of these laws, often at the expense of compassion and justice. Their skewed emphasis resulted in a form of legalism that Jesus vehemently opposed. Instead, Jesus advocated for the spirit of the law, equating the essence of all commandments to two foundational principles: love for the divine and love for our fellow humans. Even as he echoed the Old Testament, Jesus ushered in a new understanding of its teachings, armoring them with renewed grace and deeper spiritual significance, thereby forging a more profound alignment with the Old Testament. Did Jesus ever challenge the Old Testament teachings? It is crucial to remember that Jesus, while recognizing the divine authority of the Old Testament, often had contentious discussions with religious leaders about their interpretation and application of the scriptures. His primary aim was not to challenge or undermine the Old Testament, but rather to elucidate God's true intentions, which were often perverted or misunderstood by the authorities. Consider the well-known instance of the Sabbath laws. In Mark 2:23, 28, despite strict Sabbath regulations, Jesus allowed his disciples to pluck and eat grains, a deed considered as work and hence forbidden. In response to the objections raised by the Pharisees, Jesus cited the Old Testament scripture of David eating the bread of presence, strictly meant for the priests, when he and his companions were hungry. Far from challenging the Old Testament, Jesus was asserting the core principles of mercy, benevolence, and the spirit of love for humanity that God intended his laws to epitomize. Similarly, when it came to moral mandates, Jesus did not demolish the law, but deepened its understanding. The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:21, 48 provides exemplar instances. Jesus stretched the Old Testament laws on murder, adultery, divorce, and revenge to encompass not merely actions, but also thoughts and intentions. His teachings reaffirmed that God's concerns went beyond external compliance. His aim was not to nullify the laws, but to provide the true essence of them, wisdom and insight leading towards right conduct from a sincere heart. It's essential to understand that Jesus, being the Word made flesh, had the unique authority to interpret, demonstrate, and fulfill the laws and prophecies of the Old Testament. His challenges were not against the written word, but against the misinterpretations and rigid legalism that obscured God's compassionate nature and divine intent. What Old Testament books did Jesus read? One significant account tells us that upon his return to Nazareth, Jesus visited the synagogue and read from the book of Isaiah, Luke 4:16-21. The passage, a prophetic message about himself, served to reveal his divine purpose to the people. Therefore, we can unequivocally affirm that Jesus read the book of Isaiah. Further, the gospel narratives provide multiple instances of Jesus referring to the writings of Moses, inferring the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, were undoubtedly part of his reading. For example, Jesus, when questioned about divorce, referred to Genesis, Matthew 19:3-9, firmly underscoring his full engagement with the law of Moses. Beyond this, in his teachings, Jesus cryptically alluded to the book of Daniel, Matthew 24:15, and evoked the story of David and the showbread from the book of Samuel, Mark 2:25-26. His actions, words, and teachings illuminate our understanding of his profound engagement with the Old Testament texts. As an important note, the specific details of every book Jesus read are not explicitly documented in the New Testament. However, his pervasive quotations from and references to them suggest an intimate familiarity with the entirety of the Old Testament, affirming it as his trusted source of divine truth. Was Jesus' interpretation of the Old Testament different from the Pharisees? It is illuminating, if not entirely revolutionary, to elucidate the differences and similarities between Jesus' interpretation of the Old Testament and that of the Pharisees, an influential religious group in ancient Judea. Jesus, inextricably embedded in the complex dynamics of his time and place, brought a fresh perspective to the interpretation of the scriptures. This, at times, clashed with the Pharisees' more traditional and stringent view, a difference that did not escape the attention of their contemporaries. Let us consider Jesus' teachings. He taught his disciples to follow the teachings of the Pharisees and experts in the Jewish law, affirming his respect for the spiritual authority vested in these teachers of law. But it is essential to note, while Jesus accepted their teachings as valid, he vehemently chastised their conduct. Unlike the Pharisees, Jesus held a more flexible view of the Sabbath, breaking from Jewish tradition when he deemed it contrary to God's true intent. This flexibility was often mistaken for disregard, but it was in fact a radical affirmation of God's word over restrictive human-made traditions. In many ways, Jesus' interpretation of the Old Testament is distinguished by the profound conviction that the scriptures spoke of him and anticipated his coming into the world. Such belief weaved an intricate tapestry of prophecy and fulfillment, rendering his life and ministry as the culmination of the Old Testament teachings. This greatly contrasted with the Pharisees' view, who saw the Old Testament primarily as a set of rules and regulations. How does Jesus' interpretation of the Old Testament impact Christianity today? In no uncertain terms, Jesus' discerning interpretation of the Old Testament underscores the principle of love as superior above all else, love for God and love for one another. This interpretation permeates the New Testament and seasonings the teachings of Christ. It is Christ's emphasis on this principle, which we can perceive illuminating modern Christian ethics and morality, leading us to interact with our fellow beings in a spirit of empathy, respect, and brotherly love. Moreover, Jesus' consistent referencing of the Old Testament as authoritative casts a profound truth for us. It situates the Old Testament as an integral component of Christian theological understanding, despite the advent of the New Testament. In academic studies and religious instruction today, the importance of the Old Testament is thus emphasized, in part to understand the socio-historical context of Jesus' teachings and to discern God's unfolding plan of salvation. Our understanding of Old Testament prophecies is also irrevocably shaped by the figure of Jesus. For us, the Old Testament serves as a prophecy foretelling the arrival of Christ, the Messiah, a prophecy which reaches its dramatic climax with the advent of Jesus. This interpretation lends a richness and a depth to the Christian understanding of the Old Testament, highlighting the purposeful unfolding of God's plans throughout history. We must not forget, Jesus was Jewish, steeped in the traditions of his time, and his teachings reflect this upbringing. However, his interpretation of the Old Testament also broke with tradition at times, causing friction with contemporary religious authorities. This inspires Christians today to seek truth, to question dogma, and to pursue a faith based on understanding rather than blind obedience. Facts and stats. Approximately 10% of Jesus' recorded teachings are direct quotations from the Old Testament. Jesus directly quotes the Old Testament over 80 times in the New Testament. Jesus refers to 27 different Old Testament books. Jesus explicitly affirmed the authority of the Old Testament in Matthew 5:17, 18. Jesus often used Old Testament prophecies to explain his mission and identity, as seen in Luke 4:16 and 21. Jesus taught that the Old Testament was divinely inspired and authoritative in John 10:35. Jesus used the Old Testament to explain the resurrection to the Sadducees in Matthew 22:23, 33.